You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. I'm Craig Cohen. Now, more than 6 weeks after the Illinois primary, the GOP still doesn't know who will stand for them in the 13th District congressional race, but the field has been winnowed to eight. Eight Republicans have submitted applications with the state party to stand as their party's candidate and oppose Democrat Dr. David Gill in November's election to replace retiring Congressman Tim Johnson of Urbana. To tell us more about these eight Republican candidates and what happens next, we're joined by Tom Kasich, editorial page editor of the Champaign-Urbana News-Gazette. Tom, welcome to the Afternoon Magazine.
Hello, Craig. Good to talk to you again.
So who's running? Who are these eight hearty political souls?
Well, three of them are people who had already talked about opposing Johnson in the primary this year, or had actually opposed him. Two of them ran against Representative Johnson and did not do very well, but that includes Michael Fersching and Frank Metzger, both of whom are from the southern end of the congressional district. And then there's a third, Sam Spradlin, a truck driver from Springfield, who last year announced he was going to oppose Johnson but then dropped out of the race months before the primary. And then the other five probably include four who really have a chance, really have a shot at this race, and that's Jerry Clark, who is a former aide, Congressman Johnson, Rodney Davis, who is currently an aide to Representative John Shimkus, Becky Doyle, who was once the director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture, and Erica Harold, who is a Chicago attorney, formerly from Urbana, Harvard Law graduate, who also happened to be Miss America.
And then who's the last of these eight?
The last is Kathy Wasink, also of the southern part of the district, who only recently had expressed any interest in the seat, and apparently is a Tea Party member from the Alton area.
You mentioned Jerry Clark. Congressman Johnson's come under fire, even from some within his own party, for announcing his impending retirement after the primary election. The suggestion's been made that in doing so, he might have been laying the groundwork for Jerry Clark. Congressman Johnson, in turn, suggested that Clark probably shouldn't run. I guess Clark did not heed that advice.
That was an interesting development that people are still kind of stunned by. Representative Johnson never really endorsed Jerry Clark, although he said that he would not hesitate to tell the county chairman, and he actually repeated that this week, to tell the county chairman if he had a favorite or he wanted to speak out either for or against somebody privately. And everybody sort of assumed he was talking about Jerry Clark, who'd been his longtime aide, who lives in the same town as Representative Johnson. And even though he's currently listed as an aide to another congressman in the Chicago area, he's still close to Representative Johnson and his staff. So it was kind of unusual for Congressman Johnson to issue this statement after the fact that he didn't think Jerry Clark should be a candidate.
Do you think that statement, though, only came after pressure from other potential Republican candidates?
That's what it looks like. Either other candidates or county chairmen who I think feared that if they were to endorse Jerry Clark's candidacy, that it would look like it was an inside job. So, well, you know, this is all conjecture because nobody's really saying why Congressman Johnson did this, and it was really a surprise for him to do so.
As you mentioned, Frank Metzger and Michael Fersching were on the ballot the time of the primary. They garnered 11 and 8% of the GOP vote, respectively. Do you think that will matter at all in the minds of the party chairman who will ultimately decide who's going to run?
Not really. I think, you know, that's a sign that they didn't, well, first of all, they didn't raise any money. They didn't campaign very hard, and I don't think the county chairman are willing to give them a second chance. They want to win this race. That's the foremost goal here, that, you know, they want a candidate that can campaign aggressively in the, you know, the next 7 or 8 months, that can raise a lot of money, and you know, has a proven record of support for the party. And I think there's only, you know, three or four of those candidates that would meet those criteria.
So what do you make of the fact that Congressman Johnson chose not to announce his retirement, impending retirement, until after the primary, sort of setting all of this in motion.
Yeah, there's a lot of conjecture that this was planned all along, but there's really there's very little evidence to point to that. He continually raised money right up to Election Day. He even got money from John Boehner and other top congressional Republicans. He rented an apartment in Litchfield and campaigned in the southern end of the district. Based on what he has said consistently, and his story has not changed over the last month, I think he really had a change of heart and really decided that he wanted to get out. And, you know, it might have been a lot of factors, including the gridlock in Congress, but you know, his story has stayed consistent for the last several weeks, that he wants to be closer to his family. He misses hanging around, you know, staying around Champaign-Urbana. He got tired of the constant campaigning and the fundraising and all that stuff. And, you know, we have to take him at his word, now at least.
Tom, we have just a minute. What happens now, and when might we expect to have a Republican candidate?
I talked to Illinois Party Chief Pat Brady this morning. He said they're still aiming to have a decision by the 19th of May. They're going to interview all eight candidates this Saturday in Springfield, and then some of the county chairmen, including Champaign County Republican Chairman Habib, have scheduled separate meetings in their counties, separate forums where they will do interviews with each of the candidates, and at least invite Republicans and precinct committeemen there, and in some cases, the public will be invited. And that's the case in the Champaign County Forum.
Tom Kasich is editorial page editor of the Champaign-Urbana News-Gazette. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Craig.